We don't like to be alone with ourselves. We don't like silence. We're becoming a generation of noise and noise makers. We don't like to listen. And adoration in front of the Blessed Sacrament is the time to create silence and to listen to what the Lord has to say, as well as then to speak to Him as a friend. In adoration before the Blessed Sacrament, we kneel before the sacrament of total love. First, this is my body, this is my blood. It's given up for you. It's an act of love. The Eucharist is first and foremost, Jesus loves us. Yep. Who do you say I am? If He is God, then it's God's act of love for us. I give you my body, I give you my blood. Tomorrow on Friday, I'm going to give it to you on the cross. But tonight on Thursday, I want you to remember this and remember me. Whenever you eat my body and drink my blood, remember what I'm doing for you. So the Eucharist is the sacrament of total love, complete self-giving. And one of the problems, you know, that Protestants have is, and I guess it comes with the whole question of the Eucharist, you know, that the body and blood of Jesus Christ really and truly present, you know, in a box? The tabernacle? In that white thing called the monstrance? You know, that's not the white thing, it's the casing is called. The big thing is called the monstrance, and the little thing is called a lunette. It's kind of like a little shape, like a moon kind of thing. Do you stop and think that that's really God? God with us? What an incredible act of love that God would give Himself to us and say, I am with you forever until the end of time. See, that's where I say, do you know what that means? Are you silent enough to let it, as we say in English, sink in, get in deep down in your mind and in your heart, that God gives Himself totally and completely to us? That total love, that perfect love, God says, that's what I have for you. Then if God has that for you, and for you, and for you, and you, and you, and each and every one of us, who gives us the right to hate? How can you not love who God loves? How can you say, I will love you, but I won't love you? Oh, I love you, but not you. For we saw that God says, Jesus says, we will see soon, about loving perfectly. But humility then is that where we say that in front of this incredible act of love, that is the Eucharist, reserved there, celebrated at Mass, we say, I am nothing. And yet, God created you, which means you are something. God died for you, which means you're more than something. And God says, I want you to live with me forever. And I don't know what that says. That's incredible. When you think that God, see, sometimes the words of centuries ago are really good to help us understand a bit. They used to talk about God as all perfect, all knowing, present everywhere, doesn't need anything, doesn't need anybody. And yet, He wanted to become flesh. He wanted to become one like us, a slob. That's what He was. He was a slob of His time. I don't know how you translate slob into...